Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
Hey, you can't beat those three together, can you? You got boldness and excess and confidence. And how's that confidence come to you? By faith in Christ. What can Jesus do? He proved to it when he was here what he could do. Now, if Jesus doesn't show up, if Jesus hadn't showed up over there in the ministry center that day for Tommy, guess what would have happened to him? Nothing. Because who's the healer? Jesus. But now, how can Jesus be out in the ministry center? How can you pray over a man like that in the ministry center and turn around and pick up the telephone or listen to the telephone and Gloria's on the phone to somebody in New York and she's just kicking the devil out and that guy gets healed too at the same time? How can Jesus be at two places at the same time? He's everywhere, isn't he? See, when you get a hold of who Jesus really is, who knows what you can get done? There's no limitations to the power of God. That's available to you and me. Now, in Colossians 1:14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Listen to this. Think about what we've got. This book of Colossians is one of my favorite books. Of course, Ephesians is one of my favorite books, too. You know? Well, let's see that. Which one is my favorite book? The Bible is my favorite book. That's what it is. But you know, each one of these has got their own little things in it. It just lights your fire. Woo! Lights your fire. Praise God. Colossians 1:14. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Hey, He's telling us that again, isn't He? You reckon He wants us to get that? I think He's peppered these little things. You know, here's what I think about God. He thought, you know, I don't want to make this too easy for my children. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to write this book, and then I'm going to back off over here, and I'm going to pick up a handful of golden nuggets, golden promises, and I'm going to throw them out across there. And wherever they stop, they'll be scattered all over the place, so there won't be any place in my word they can't walk unless they're really careful without stepping on one of these wonderful promises. He scattered them all over like that. So he said, if they read my book anywhere, they got to find them. But like a dummy, 45 years of my life, I wonder what I was reading. How did I miss this? It's amazing, isn't it? How you can miss these mighty things. But they're in there. And then in Colossians chapter 2, I made this statement. I quoted this verse one day. And a lady came to me. She said, "Where in the world is that verse?" When I quoted the verse, I didn't quote the chapter, the book, and the chapter and the verse. I just quoted the verse. And she said, "Where I have read the Bible and read the Bible, read the Bible, I've never seen that in the Word." I said, "Go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, and you'll find it. In whom are hidden some of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Oh, how many, Ridley? Oh! In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now then, if all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Him, and where is He at? In you. So where's all these secrets? In you. So what do you got to do? Learn how to tap into them. How do you tap into them? By faith through prayer. Can you only imagine a man believing that you could do things? I mean, somebody comes to you and says, "We got a tremendous problem in a certain place, and we need you to go see if you can take care of this." I said, "What do you mean, see if I can?" I said, "Let me pray, and then I'll go, and I guarantee I can take care of the situation." When I used to work for corporations in the business world, I've had VPs call me from all over all over the United States, and they'd send me somewhere to look at some equipment. And the fixed thing, like, just give you a little simple example. One day, a guy up in Chicago, he told his boss up there that they were going to have a brand new $50,000 ice machine. So that one's gone. It's had. It can't be fixed. Well, I mean, $50,000, I mean, to a big company, that's just peanuts, you know. It only takes a few hundred thousand sandwiches to put $50,000 on the bottom line. That's all it takes. So he called me and said, Thurman, would you fly up to Chicago and see what's wrong with that ice machine? I said, sure. So I get on an airplane. I fly up there, and I get there, and I look at it. And in just a few minutes, I find the problem with it. I said, oh, no problem. I call Vogt, two ice machines. I tell the guy what I need. He sends me the parts. Next day, air. I put them in myself, and by evening, or the total cost, not counting my airplane ticket and a couple days in a hotel, my total cost to put that machine online was less than $200. Less than $200. And that machine was still running years later. Years later. He says, how do you do these kind of things? I said, well, Chief, I didn't save you much money. I mean, it cost you an airplane ticket and a couple nights in a hotel. And I said, you know, it cost you a couple of hundred dollars for stuff. He said, but they said the machine couldn't be fixed. They wanted to throw it away and buy a new $50,000 one. I said, well, okay, so we only save $49,000, you know, so no big deal. I said, I'll take 10% of that. No, I didn't really say that. But you want to know why every year that the reviews came around, you want to know why I got outstanding awards for every VP I ever worked for? Because of things like that. How do you do this? Pray. Jesus shows me. Thurman, you can't be serious. Do you pray about everything? Well, it seemed like I read somewhere in the Word it says, in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, didn't it? So if it says, in all things pray, then why don't you pray over it? Hey, I think it works better to pray over it. All things, not a few things. I mean, you sit down and drink a glass of ice water. Pray over it. You'll be amazed at what it'll do. You know, and if you go down and sit down like Cheryl and I do every once in a while, she and I both got this little tiny addiction. Maybe she's got it worse than I do to Dr. Peppers. You better pray over them, I guarantee you. In fact, the other night she went out and sang at a church deal and a fundraiser to get money for missionaries, and they had a whole bunch of Dr. Peppers. And she was there 4 or 5 hours. So guess what? She told me she picked out on Dr. Peppers because they were free. But I know one thing about her. She prayed over every one of them. I guarantee that. I know. She gets tickled to me. I said, Lord, we're going to sin together today. We're going to drink this Dr. Pepper with the carbonated water in it and all the sugar. But Lord, if you possibly can, please bless this thing to our physical bodies in the name of Jesus. I hope he's got a sense of humor. But anyway, it's amazing what we can do through prayer. In Colossians 2:3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. How many? All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And they're in Christ and He's in you. So when you pray in faith, what can He reveal to you how to do anything? All things. So therefore, don't ever try to do anything on your own. Always get the information from the Lord. I mean, you can do it on your own if you want to and fall on your face and, you know, mess around with stuff and work on stuff for days. Always be like another man. One day I went to Houston. And there was a guy down there working on a great big giant piece of equipment. It cost a lot of money. And he was a fairly new employee. I'm director of engineering. And he knows it. I hadn't met him, talked to him on the phone. I walk up to him and I says, I see you got this machine all broke down. I said, are you having an electrical problem? He said, I am. I said, you're new with the company. Would you like for me to go through the control circuits for you to help you out? He said, no, that's okay. He said, I'm knowledgeable on these kind of things. I can fix it. I said, okay, no problem. You know, just thought I'd offer. Because I stayed prayed up. But he didn't know what the word prayer meant. So later that afternoon, I come back by, and he's still working on his machine. And I said, I walked up and said, sir, you sure you understand that machine? He said, well, yeah, but I seem to be having a little problem finding what's wrong with it. I said, you got a voltmeter that I could use? He said, yes. I said, would you mind? I mean, since you only got about 30 minutes of time to go home, I'd like to get this back online. I went up and I started at a circuit, and I said, we got power there. We got power there. I said, we don't have it there. I said, there's your problem. I reached over and pushed the contactor closed, and it started. I said, now change that piece of equipment, and you can have it back online in 10 minutes. He said, how do you know these things? I said, there's not anything about one of these Volt 2 BIOS machines I don't know. I can sit down and draw you the wiring diagram from memory. One night, the same kind of deal. A GM called me and said, Thurman, see, I stay prayed up on all this equipment. A guy called me. They got a Hobart FT-332 back in those days, a big 32-foot dishwasher. You know, that's a normal home-type dishwasher, 32-foot long. Most people's house is not 32 feet, but there's a dishwasher, and it's got all these tanks and all these pumps and all these final rinses and all these dryers and all these things and everything. And they called me one afternoon about 6 o'clock, and the GM said, Thurman, I am dead in the water. He said, I only got one dish machine, and mine just blew up. And he said, Hobart, I had them out here this afternoon, and they said it's so destroyed, they'll have to have a wiring diagram. They'll have to get that out of Troy, Ohio, take a few days to get it set down here, even next day air. And he said, they said it would take 3 to 5 days to fix the machine, minimum. And he said, I can't afford that. I said, no problem. I'll be up down there in a little while. I said, keep one of your guys there. He said, I only got one guy there. One of them's on the way to New York with a truck. I said, okay, keep him there. I jumped on an airplane, got down at 9 o'clock at night. I walked in and looked, and a pressure-reducing valve had a hole had eaten in the side of it, and somebody forgot to put the plugs back in the 440 contactor box, and when that water blew and filled that contactor back up with 440, let me tell you, it blew it all to pieces. Wires, contactors, overloads, relays, everything would just blow it all to pieces. I just started taking covers apart. I said, take everything off, pull everything loose, and jerk all the wires out. We started jerking all the wires out, pulling things loose. He said, how are we going to fix this? I said, well, all we need is a wiring diagram. He said, we don't have one. I said, oh, I know, but I got one right here.
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today. But if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station, and we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.